I found a place near him, and waited without speaking. Noon arrived, and just as on the day before, the sun didn't put in an appearance. It was sheer bad luck. Our noon sights were still lacking. If we couldn't obtain them tomorrow, we would finally have to give up any hope of fixing our position. In essence, it was precisely March 20th. Tomorrow, the 21st, was the day of the equinox. The sun would disappear below the horizon for 6 months, not counting refraction, and after its disappearance, the long polar night would begin. Following the September equinox, the sun had emerged above the northerly horizon, rising in long spirals until December 21st. At that time, the summer solstice of these southernmost districts, the sun had started back down, and tomorrow it would cast its last rays. I shared my thoughts and fears with Captain Nemo. "You're right, Professor Aronnax," he told me. "If I can't take the sun's altitude tomorrow, I won't be able to try again for another 6 months. But, precisely because sailor's luck has led me into these seas on March 21st, it will be easy to get our bearings if the noonday sun does appear before our eyes."
"Why easy, Captain?"
"Because when the orb of day sweeps in such long spirals, it's difficult to measure its exact altitude above the horizon, and our instruments are open to committing serious errors."
"Then what can you do?"
"I use only my chronometer," Captain Nemo answered me. "At noon tomorrow, March 21st, if, after accounting for refraction, the sun's disk is cut exactly in half by the northern horizon, that will mean I'm at the South Pole.